Hey, folks. I see we have a couple of people joining us. Thanks so much for being here. Joanne is here. Thanks for coming. Francis, so nice to see you. Glad you're on the call today. I'm going to give it a few minutes. Had a little technical difficulty getting in to the call, but we're on and up and live now. So hopefully other people will be joining us shortly. And I am going to have you just, if you feel like it and you want to respond, today's opening day for Major League Baseball. So I figured I'd ask if anybody is a baseball fan and if there's a favorite team or if there's another sport that you enjoy, feel free to share in the chat. Would love to hear who you root for on a regular basis. And we may have a small group today, simply because I think there was hopefully the link worked. Obviously, you folks were able to get in, so that's good. Hopefully other people will be joining us shortly. Well, I'm going to dive in and get us started here. And because there's two of you on, I'd love to hear if you type in a capital W so I could see that it's a win. I'd love to hear what kind of a win you've had. Today is Thursday. So what's been going on this week for you? What's been going well? Feel free to enter that into the chat and so that we can all see and celebrate together. But it's been business-wise, it's the end of the quarter, end of the first quarter, and things are either, a lot of times things start to heat up and start to get a little busier as we move into the further into the year. So would love to hear what kind of a win you, either one of you have had in the last week or beyond. All right. And I'm hoping that you both can hear me. I see that my microphone seems to indicate that it's on. I'm hoping you both hear me. But I'd love to move on and find out what you're implementing right now. What part of the B2B Launcher program are you working on? What are you focused on? What material are you working with? Feel free to type in a capital I in the chat and tell us what you're implementing. Francis, thanks so much for joining in on the chat. You said you got a response from one of your replies to a job listing, but was given a writing test. Still have to hear, need to hear back. Did you respond to lots more listings? Absolutely. Well, good. It's good to get response, that's for sure. Thanks for sharing that. And Joanne, if you have anything to share, feel free. I'm going to move on to the next slide and kind of dive right into the questions to find out if either of you have any questions or anything that you need help with today. It's definitely been a lot of questions lately in the group about a number of different things. Lots of talk about pricing and follow-up and really a lot of questions in and around warm email prospecting. That's typically where most of the questions come from is, you know, how to follow up with people. And if you have any questions along any of those lines, feel free to type a Q in the chat and I will bring you on because there's such a small group today. We can easily spend some time exploring anything that you particularly would like some help with or some feedback on. Joanne, thanks for that. Everything's working now though. Thanks for letting me know. Wonderful. So Joanne, any wins, anything that you're implementing, any questions, any of those things, feel free to type in and let me know if there's any way that I can help, anything that we can discuss today that would be of value for you, help you move forward. I find a lot of times, especially in the B2B launcher program, as people are working their way through the different sessions and the different modules, it can be a little intimidating to move forward. Sometimes people get stuck in certain places and they feel awkward about maybe reaching out to their network or reaching out to even complete strangers, doing the prospecting itself. If those things are new for you, that can be some of the biggest hurdles to overcome. And I find that that's an area where people just feel very uncomfortable and really could use some support on. That's something that both Ed and I focus on in the Facebook groups and certainly here on the calls, is to make sure that we're addressing any concerns that you might have, anything that just feels awkward. One thing to understand is that if these are actions that you're not accustomed to taking, they are going to feel uncomfortable at first because it's new and different. So reaching out and prospecting can feel very uncomfortable at first, but know that it's something that gets easier with time. And the more that you do it, and especially once you start seeing some results from those actions, then it gets a whole lot easier. But in the beginning, when people are either not responding, maybe they're just, people aren't responding to your emails, or maybe they respond, but then go quiet on you, those kinds of things, or they're just not interested. It can be some of the most challenging time right in the beginning when you're first getting off the ground. Great. Joanne entered a question. Thank you for that. I'm struggling a bit, mostly because I'm trying to figure out how to leverage 40 years as a secretary to writing for business and two businesses. Joanne, if you'd like, I'm going to unmute you. I'd love to just hear a little bit more about your background to maybe help figure out some ideas for you. I think I've unmuted you. Are you there, Joanne?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Hi there.
All right. Hi. I've been listening and, going through emails back and forth with you and Ed and stuff over months, but haven't gotten quite anywhere. I kind of had thought, I spent 20 years in the corporate world and 20 plus years in the legal firm. And I was thinking about professional service type. It's like I still don't know how to take my experience and try to it. And that's where I've been very stuck for several months already.
Definitely. Well, you're breaking up a little bit, so I think I heard every other word kind of thing, but what I think I heard you say is that it sounds like you have background in corporate environment, but also in an attorney in a law firm environment, correct?
Right. Okay. That's right.
Okay. And quite a bit. I mean, extensive. And those are both really powerful, especially if you're comfortable with working in a legal setting. There's a couple of different things that you could think about. And now, what was your role at the law firm? Were you doing a lot of writing at that time for the law firm?
Not my own individual writing. It was more documents and things like that were needed for trial for the attorneys, correspondence that they wrote or they dictated back in the days of dictation.
Gotcha.
That type of thing. It wasn't anything that I did myself, which is where my problem is.
Mm.
It was all things that I was given, and most of it was already written, and like I said, it was just formatting things, and that was basically it.
Okay. Well, one of the things you can think about, and this is the first thing that popped into my mind when you were talking about being part of a law firm, is just having that experience under your belt. You could even market yourself to other law firms to help them write for themselves and anything that they need to write, and whether it's marketing material, whether it's documents like you have experience with, is Is that part of what you've been thinking about offering is support on like websites and marketing as well?
Marketing, yes, because the experience I have, there's not a whole lot of independent, at least lots of that I've been involved with. Some lawyers who write for organizations, but that's really about it. As far as services, I've not really seen that. And for all the lawyers that I've worked for over years, it's just they've got a client base, and however they got it, they communicate via phone, email, with it rather than any kind of written documents other than those that are needed to take to
right.
court.
Right. Well, from a marketing perspective, you might want to think about targeting and reaching out to smaller firms that maybe have only two or three or four attorneys in them, to see how they're communicating, what their marketing is like. Is their are their websites up to date? Are they sending out a newsletter? Those kinds of things to see if there's a need in a slightly smaller firm. That might be, especially, law firms, new ones are popping up all the time too. You know, there's a lot of times they'll strike out on their own, leave a bigger firm to, you know, to start their own practice and that kind of thing and start their own partnership. So, I mean, have you looked into anything like that? Have you explored that angle?
No, I haven't, but that's a good idea because, you know, as far as the websites go, I look at them if I happen to be applying for a position there, I'll look at the websites. But I've never really studied them. And I live in the Phoenix area, and there's a gazillion law firms.
Oh, yeah. I bet. I bet. No doubt.
Work as the temp also. So I've been in a lot of different kinds of situations. But as far as communicating with clients, I've never really thought about that because usually what I see is whenever I did most of my time in like a litigation environment where people are going to court.
Right.
So there wasn't really a whole lot of extraneous writing there. Whatever it was
for court
having
documents.
To do with court documents,
right.
different things that they had to have done.
Got it. Yeah, I definitely would think about just stepping down a little bit in terms of size because mm-hmm. If they're up and coming, if they're law firms that are trying to, because these days marketing has become important for everyone, really, and especially smaller businesses. They don't have time to write. They don't really want to hire somebody, to add to staff necessarily because they're too small. They're maybe it's falling on the receptionist or, whoever the admin is, and maybe they're not, and they could use some help. So that would be, I would explore that angle and see what you find, because that's something that, and you can work with mid-sized, small to mid-sized law firms anywhere. It doesn't just, you can start in your immediate area, but you certainly could expand because everything you could do virtually. There's no reason why you couldn't help someone with their website, clean that up, from anywhere, as well as, doing a newsletter. A lot of attorneys are now doing newsletters with updates about, did you know the latest ruling that's changed or laws that you need to be aware of, things of that nature. They're sending information out to their client base to keep them up to date. They may need help with those kinds of things.
That's kind of what I was thinking about, but I guess I just couldn't quite put it together. That makes a lot of sense. It would be, I have to do some research on my part to find out, because I think one of the things I wanted to do was like emails, newsletters, that type of stuff.
Correct.
And that's what I would like to do. I just need to find somebody who needs to have that done.
Right. So that's why I would say try just maybe a slightly different size of law firm and maybe something a little bit smaller. And then, and even up to as many as like 10 or 15 attorneys, they're still going to need that help. They still might not be in a position to hire somebody. Maybe they don't have anyone on the staff that can do it or has the time or has the talent to do it. So, you want to look at, expand the size. That's where I would go first is to you're going to have to test it. I can't tell you, this is the magic step to take and everything will be great. You're going to have to test it and see how it goes, see what kind of response you get. Where did you end up with in regards to your website? Is your web copy up? Is that up and running, or where are you with that part of the program?
I have a website that's been up for several years. It needs to be a completely 100% revamped.
Okay.
I came up, it was a B2B Writing Solutions is the name of it. But it was, and I actually have to go back and look at it to see what I was planning on doing with it. But I do have that, and I know that, at least I've got a presence there, and all I've got to do is update and revamp it from what I had on there.
Sure.
I'm looking at some of my rough copy of it, and it's like, oh, geez, I don't believe I did that. Anyway,
definitely.
So that's what I need to do. That.
Did you go through session two of the program, the B2B Launcher program? That's the one that focuses all on web copy. Is that something that you've completed or had a chance to do?
I started it, but and as I said, I just felt like, where do I go with it? And it's one of these things that. The thoughts come occasionally over a period of time, but I just haven't gotten back to it. And that's my problem. That's my fault. Like I said, I work as a temp, so I never know when I'm going to be the time to have a great thing, and all of a sudden I get called out for something.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's entirely up. I realize that. Mm. So I do have to get back into that and really go through it.
Sure. Well, and I would recommend, if that's the case, to go back to the positioning, which is, I believe, session one, and just take another look at the positioning. Think about it in terms of, you know, with this new idea of offering those kinds of services to small to mid-sized law firms, goes back to the positioning, because then that lays the groundwork for, okay, now that I know what I'm going to be offering, now I write, and now you revamp your website copy. So it'll make it easier for you to do that. And then.
Right.
Once you have a chance to do that, you can submit it for review, and Ed or I will take a look at your web copy and give you some feedback and help you kind of tighten that up and really make it powerful, so your website is useful in terms of as you reach out to people. They'll have a place to go to learn more about you.
That's exactly what I need to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I've got to just get myself to sit down and do it.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, good. Well, thank you for putting the question in and responding here. And feel free to jump in on Facebook and post questions. Let us support you. Ed and I are both in the Facebook group every day answering questions. So if you have questions and get stuck anywhere, don't hesitate to reach out and ask for some feedback and some support, because that's what we're here for. We want you to get through the program and get some value out of it. So definitely.
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, good luck with that, Joanne. Keep us posted. Let us know how you make out.
I will.
Thank you. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Joanne, for asking that question. I appreciate it. It depends, like I was saying, it's hard to just get started. Sometimes you get stuck with things that are feeling uncomfortable. And Joanne, that sounded a little bit like, you know, some of the things that were holding you back was just some discomfort there. Not really sure where to go, but definitely leverage these calls, leverage and absolutely take advantage of the Facebook group. Other people can support you, as well as Ed and I in the Facebook group answering questions. So don't hesitate to do that. And if there are not any other questions, this is going to be a pretty short call today, because we just have the two of you. If neither one of you has any more questions, feel free to type them in if you do. I think I'm going to jump right to the end here. It's a quiet group, but if you have an action item that you think you want to work on this week, feel free to type in a capital A in the chat and let me know what that action item might be. There's a good time of year, actually, to be getting into taking action on anything that you're working on. Things do tend to pick up as we get deeper into the year. It gets busier and busier. So lots of good things going on in the business world right now. Joanne, thanks for that. Just getting started. Absolutely. Just take that first step. And don't be overwhelmed. Baby steps are still steps. That's my that's my mantra. As long as you're making some movement forward, it's movement forward. And it doesn't matter if it's doesn't have to be big, giant leaps. So definitely, Joanne, getting started. Good for you. And look forward to seeing you in the Facebook group and hearing updates. So don't hesitate to reach out if we can support you in any way. And I think because it's just the two of you that I'm going to wrap up the call. And I appreciate, Joanne, you're stepping up and contributing today and asking your question and telling me a little bit about what you have going on. And Francis, thanks for joining us. I hope that you got something out of our conversation today as well. And if either of you need support in any way, please do jump on the Facebook group. That's what we're there for. And I think we'll be another 2 weeks before we have another call. So would love to see you both back here on the next call as well. And happy spring, happy opening day for baseball, if you're baseball fans. If not, hope that the next 2 weeks go really well for you and that you get some things accomplished. So thanks again for being here, and we'll see you all again soon.